and letting the body become established in the chosen posture. Taking care to let the body fully sit down on the cushion, chair, or bench. Letting the body become stabilized by relaxing into the stillness. Possibility would be that all voluntary movement falls away. When the body becomes stabilized and still, the body can become tranquil. Letting the sense of relative alignment be noticed through the trunk of the body, through the central channel, the spine. So that the chest and belly are open and receptive to the movement of breathing. No way needing to force the body to be still or require it to be still. Rather, simply let the body open into stillness. When the body opens into stillness, it also opens into silence. In a funny kind of way, silence is actually holding the body. Or you could say the body can rest into silence. When the body is still, stable, and relatively tranquil, involuntary movement has fallen away. The only movement that remains is the movement of breathing. Whether you've discovered that area of the body where the breath is most clear or not, whether you've actually had a direct sense of that or not, it's a very useful thing, a good thing to be curious about. Part of the mind is conditioned to be busy doing things. It's a lot about what thinking is, doing things in the mental. As you stay curious and interested in where the breath is showing itself most clearly in the body, perhaps even beginning to settle into those direct sensations. The direct sensations of the in-breath and the out-breath. Bit by bit, it can become clear that the breath is breathing itself. The breath is regulating itself. The idea that you are breathing is simply that, an idea. Beginning to notice how the breath is spontaneously organizing or breathing itself. If thoughts appear, if they seem to at times fill up the space, take care, if possible, not to struggle, not to get into a battle with the thinking, but rather just notice that thinking's happening and settle back in the breath. Settle back to the breath. If you start struggling or battling with the thinking, it simply feeds it. Perfectly natural and fine to think. That's what the brain, in part, is designed to do. But this breath experience, this amazing stream or rhythm of life energy in the breathing, where it's happening in the body, how it's happening as spontaneous breathing itself. And how it's clearly revealing this sense of instability or impermanent, non-solid reality. The sensations of in-breath come and go, and the sensations of out-breath, they come and go. Again, if a sense of tension, pressure, or strain arises in the body, and that takes up some space, or pulls for attention, just notice, not interfering. Just noticing the energy there in the body, the sensation, and resting back again into breath. So the body as sensation, the mind as thought can continue to unfold. Can unfold around this stream of breathing. And the relative sense of balance as the unfoldment's occurring. Everything that's changing is relative. Everything that's changing is relative to something else. The in-breath becomes the out-breath, and the out-breath becomes the next in-breath. If the predominant sense in the body is one of sort of pressure or build-up, tension or strain, if that's the overall kind of pattern that you see, just a little bit more care to the outgoing breath, not to push anything away, but just noticing the full length of the out-breath, and how the body's influenced by that. If the predominant overall sense in the body-mind is one of fatigue, tiredness, a little bit more care and attention to the incoming breath. Noticing the energy, the sensation of that incoming breath, without trying to manipulate anything. If you're noticing the breath at the nostrils, there's a change in temperature. The breath comes in a little cooler and it's warmed, and then it goes out a little bit warmer than the incoming breath is the outgoing breath. If the predominant area of breath sensation is in the chest, there's the rising and the falling of the breastbone, the sternum, the movement of the ribs, maybe even the collarbones. One thing for sure, this body knows exactly how to breathe, moment by moment. It's completely and fully intelligent about that. That's a tremendous wisdom, this body knowing exactly how to breathe without any manipulation or interference from some idea about how to breathe. breath for you is clearest in the belly, whether that's the upper, middle, or lower belly. There's that rise on the in-breath of the belly and the falling on the out-breath. And so there's nothing that shouldn't be happening, and there's nothing in particular that should be happening. There's just what's happening. And within that, the predominant experience to rest into, to open into, is just this natural, very much already free as itself, expression of breathing. You see, the breath is freely breathing itself. That's its true nature. It's free in its expression, moment to moment.